Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, brought to you by the Minds at Minds Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting right here in Pennsylvania. Thanks to all of you for listening to us on iTunes and Stitcher, and thanks for all the love on Pinterest as well. We're just trying to reciprocate. We're just trying to love you back by giving you information that'll help you get the most out of your website. We want to arm you with knowledge to empower you to make the best website decisions and ask the best questions of those who are working with you on your website. And you can ask us questions too. Web development, SEO, content marketing, web design, PPC, social media, what it all means to your business. All you got to do is hit us up on Facebook with your questions, email us at info@minddnd, or just hit that ask a question button to your right on our website. And as promised, this week, we've got our social media swami, Chris Bradley, with us. How are you doing, Chris?
Hey, Mark. How are you, buddy? It's my favorite time of the month being on the podcast.
Hey, likewise, man. You're bringing out my cynicism this week, because your buzz around the office has been how Facebook is really becoming pay to play. Is it true? Is Facebook really, really becoming more of a pay to play social network for businesses?
Well, Mark, it's an interesting topic, and it obviously has some controversy surrounding it, because some people don't want to admit it, others do. But it's a question that many in our industry are asking. I've talked to several, both social media practitioners out there, as well as businesses. I mean, businesses who have put a lot of time and energy into using Facebook to promote their business over the last couple of years are really starting to ask this question, and you know, they're pissed off, and I can understand why. But on the same token, there are some things that make sense, because now that Facebook has created the ads platform and there's a lot of noise out there, there's only so many options that they have and businesses have, and unfortunately for some, it's paying to play on the social network. You know, let me just start off by saying that what we are going to discuss today about the Facebook ad platform, it's not something that I think you should take to the bank. And before you even look into Facebook advertising, you should start by asking the question, does being on Facebook's social media platform make sense for your business? And do you have the resources to really put the effort needed into marketing your business on Facebook's business page? And it's also important to understand that when you make a decision to try the Facebook ad platform, you don't just simply enter your credit card information, pick a couple of targeted options, publish the ad, and then see a year's worth of leads coming in for your business.
I mean, if only it was that easy.
If only it was that easy, right? You actually need to really think about what you'd like to accomplish, what are your goals for the ads, and what message you want to send, among many other things.
If I could interject something here real quick, too, I think what you're saying here magnifies the reason that you... We've talked about this on the podcast before, too. If you turn the clock back 6 years, you had internet marketers who did some SEO, maybe managed your social media, and maybe did your pay-per-click as well. It wasn't as specialized as it is now. But what you're talking about here, to me, especially coming from an SEO side, it magnifies why you need to have someone, whether you hire someone or whether you have somebody truly designated in your organization to focus on your social media, because it has become so much a bigger part of the picture than it used to be.
Yeah, it's multifaceted. If you're going to dive into social media, it's not just a simple, hey, I'm going to post a few things a week and walk away from it. I mean, there's a lot of reasons, you know, that it's important. But when you add this whole advertising into the mix, it really makes it more important that you know what you're doing. I mean, Facebook's not the only one with advertising. They're all getting in the game. I mean, Twitter has it. Pinterest is working on it. Instagram has it. I mean, you could go down the line. There's a lot of different advertising going on.
I mean, could it really be considered a new platform to advertise your products and services in what is really a long history of advertising options?
Yes. You know, let's start by talking about advertising. You know, if you're a business owner or you're in charge of marketing for your company, do me a favor and grab a pencil and jot down really quickly all the advertising that you are currently doing, or, you know, maybe what you've done for the last year. My guess is that your list has several traditional advertising platforms on it, things like newspaper, television, radio, the local chamber newsletter, and among many things. You also might be spending thousands of dollars on print advertising like direct mail and brochures. This is all a regular part of most businesses' marketing budgets. But when you look at online advertising, there are many options there as well. But a couple examples that quickly come to mind are banner/retargeting/display advertising. There's email newsletter sponsorships with business journals or chambers of commerce, and even Google AdWords. And of course, now the social media advertising.
Yeah.
Now, taking it a step further, on your list across from each advertising campaign, write down the approximate audience that you're reaching with that advertising. If you don't know these numbers, ask your sales rep. He or she better have this info or they're probably going to be fired.
it's true. I mean, how many people have we talked to for the first time? And we ask them some of these very questions. I mean, we'll ask them, who is your target audience? Mm-hmm. And we can have a half hour discussion about it because they haven't really narrowed it down the way they should.
Exactly. This information is extremely important. And there's a reason why I'm asking you to do this with the jotting down, because as we look at Facebook now, there are billions of users on Facebook, 1.19 billion monthly active users.
God.
I know.
Oh, my word, man. That's insane.
It is.
And that's really when you think of it's been less than 10 years that Facebook has been
really popular.
Yeah, has been popular.
Yeah, I would say 2008 when it first started getting popular.
So, I was kind of thinking around, I wasn't sure if it was 2007, 2008, or 2009, but yeah, 2008, it's not been that long ago.
No, it hasn't. I know that's when I got on, was 2008, early 2008. But back to the billions now. You know, that doesn't mean you're going to reach billions of people with your ads. Let's be realistic here. But
right.
what you can reach is thousands of Facebook users that fall into the demographic and psychographic audience categories that you want to reach with your advertising. You know, to make this even more enticing is the fact that if you know what you're doing and you're smart about your targeting, Facebook is a really affordable advertising option. For instance, there is a thing called custom audiences where you can actually put a pixel tracking code in the coding of your website. Then when somebody visits your website, they will then be retargeted with an ad on Facebook that you design, and they can do that for up to 30 days after visiting the site, basically retargeting, similar to what you see on Google's
right.
retargeting platform. But this feature is called custom audiences. And I cannot put a dollar amount on this because every campaign is different. But what
sure.
I can tell you is that, you know, your dollars will stretch a hell of a lot further than that $800 business card size ad that you ran in the local newspaper, which probably ran for only a couple of days last month. You know, I could say this because when I was younger, I worked in newspaper sales. So I know what I'm talking about here when it comes to that kind of traditional advertising. But
so did you have a really cool bike and you were like throwing newspapers on people's lawns?
No, that's a delivery guy.
Okay. I wanted to make sure I had that delineation there.
Yeah. No, I was actually selling ads for the paper. Yeah. That's a funny question.
Sorry. I couldn't resist. You know me. I couldn't resist.
I know. I liked it. But, you know, talking about this whole advertising platform, in closing, you know, from my own experience, Facebook is not capable of delivering organically all the updates from the business pages that users, quote, like. So they had to find a way to give the businesses, you know, a way to reach an audience on their platform, which is done by spending money on advertising. You know, hey, they're a public company now, so why would anybody think that, you know, that they wouldn't want be looking to monetize, right? I mean, I just look at like it's one of those things where, you know, using a local media outlet here in Lancaster, WGAL television station.
Sure.
You know, you would never go there and ask for a free ad. You know, they're going to laugh. But for some reason, people think because when they first got on Facebook and it was free that, oh, well, I have to pay for that now. Well, yeah, that's just the reality of the situation. It's like, you either do or you don't. If you don't, no biggie, but your competitor's probably going to be doing it next month. So, you know, do you want to be in the game or don't you? What I'm thinking is, you know, with Facebook, you know, back in 2011, when I first started using it from a business standpoint, well, 2010, 2011, it was really easy to talk to those people. But now that there's like all this noise that's come in because it's not just businesses anymore that have pages, it's groups, it's nonprofits, it's there's a lot of noise out there, and all of these are competing for the news feed. So again, there's no way Facebook could possibly make sure that 1,000 messages coming out a day from just pages and groups that you're involved with and like, there's no way they could put that on your news feed. So the only other way to do it was to provide some advertising options where, okay, if you want to pay to play, just like the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. you want Doritos, you want to pay, you want to play on the Super Bowl, you got to pay.
Yep.
You know, same thing here. You know, it's our platform. We have a 1.19 billion active users. If you want to play, you know, you're going to have to pay.
Okay. I got to tell you though, Chris, the Super Bowl analogy, I love that because why do so many people pay top dollar for advertising space during the Super Bowl? Because exactly. It's the most watched television event of the year. Why would people want to pay to advertise on Facebook? Because it is probably the biggest audience or the biggest potential audience anywhere online. And then within those, you know, 1. however many billion people you were saying before per month that are on there, that's a lot of people that you can reach with your business. Obviously, as you said before, all of them aren't going to be interested in your business. But when you've got that many people, there are going to be enough that are interested in what you do, what you offer to make it worth your while.
Exactly. I think it's an awesome opportunity. If I ever hear, and I've heard it sparingly, but I've heard, you know, some social media, some internet marketers saying that Facebook advertising, blah, and they're very animate about that. I'm usually like, wow, that is just an awful thing to say because, again, you have the eyeballs. Going back to the Super Bowl, another reason why you advertise on the Super Bowl is because there is a subset of people that are watching that game just to see your ads.
Yes.
And on Facebook, okay, I'm a marketer, so maybe I'm not the best example, but I do pay attention to the ads, and I have, honest to God, I have bought things from ads that I have seen on Facebook. I bought a Steelers t-shirt a couple years ago after they won the Super Bowl because I saw it on Facebook. I bought something else recently because I saw it on Facebook. It works. I don't know if the audience is more engaged because they're engaged with the Facebook platform or what, but it does work. So, I mean, I know this is a very touchy subject, and I know there's going to be people that listen to this and disagree with me, and that's okay. I just feel pretty strongly that, you know, if you're in marketing and you want to help the business, your client's business succeed, you know, Facebook advertising is a viable option.
And honestly, Chris, if somebody does disagree, that means that you've made them think, which means that you've done what you came here to do.
Good point.
And when we come back, we're going to learn a little bit more about the social media Swami, Chris, and he has a really cool resource that he's going to share with you as well. So we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mind Your Business podcast with Mark Boyd. I'm David Atwood, and Mind Development and Design pays me to say nice things about him. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
We keep our word. It's after these messages. So now, back to the Mind Your Business podcast from Mind Development and Design.
Welcome back to the Mind Your Business podcast. We're talking with our social media swami, Chris Bradley, and he was telling you in the first segment about Facebook and how it is kind of pay to play, and there's a reason that they've evolved to the point where they're for lack of a better way to say it, they're offering more paid options for your advertising on the on their social network, and there's a reason for it too. I mean, they've grown, to say the least. I mean, we're talking about over 1 billion people on it every month. And it's not to be taken lightly. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, the social media realm is not to be taken lightly at all. And we're fortunate to have Chris to be able to talk with us about this. You and I work together a lot. And the questions that you ask, you're always trying to get inside the mind of the business that you're working with. And yeah, you've been doing this for some time.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark. Yeah. I've been probably over the last 3 years, I've ran Facebook advertising campaigns, mostly for a couple of small businesses. I've seen some moderate success. One unique example that comes to mind is I ran an ad for a client that was promoting a nonprofit event that they were involved in. Basically, they helped cancer patients. They were a cleaning company, and they came in and cleaned the homes of women who were suffering from cancer, and they did it for free.
Wow.
So, I ran ads for the client promoting the nonprofit event that they were involved in. So the goal of the campaign was to show through the ads the goodwill that they were doing in their community. But they actually ended up getting a new client from this campaign. And the value of a new client for them was a very high dollar amount. So that was an unexpected result of the advertising campaign. But again, it's a good example that shows that Facebook ads do work.
Well, and I love that too, because it's an example of Facebook ads working, but it's also an example of, in my opinion, the triumph of purity of intent.
Yes.
Because they were doing, this is what we do, and people saw what they did. They wound up getting a new client out of the campaign, not necessarily because they were advertising, waving the flag saying, hey, look at what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But they were letting it be known what they do.
Yes.
And they wind up getting a new client from it. And I don't know, just over time with social media, I've just, that's an area that's real sensitive to me, because especially when you're dealing with a nonprofit, if you're a nonprofit, you do want people to know what you do, but it seems like there's this tightrope that you have to walk where you want to let people know what you're doing, but you don't want to be waving your flag in the same fashion as a for-profit company.
Yeah. I think you want to make them feel part of the community that your nonprofit has to provide. Since you mentioned nonprofits, a good example, last week I was meeting with a local nonprofit staff and their social media team, which, by the way, their social media team is wonderful and they're great to work with. When Facebook ads came up in the conversation, the question, should we advertise on Facebook? that was never asked. Instead, we simply asked, when should we invest in Facebook's ad platform? How much can we budget for Facebook's advertising? And which of the nonprofits events do we want to promote? So they, as well as myself, understood that there's a huge value in using Facebook to promote some of the things that this nonprofit was doing, to again embrace the community that they are creating through the cause that they serve. So that was really cool.
That's such a great differentiation there too, because it's not a matter of should we use it, it's what is the best way to use it.
Yep. And I think that's part of what I'm trying to get through with this podcast and what we're talking about is, you know, a lot of people are wasting a lot of negative time and energy on just being mad at Facebook because they have to spend money. And it's
but
like,
it's so much fun to be mad at Facebook.
Yeah,
Chris, come
I know,
on.
I know. I know. Believe me, I hear it every day. And I'm, you know, what's funny about this is I'm not even a huge user of Facebook. It's definitely not my favorite social media platform, but that's okay because from a marketing standpoint, that's from a personal standpoint, but from a marketing standpoint, I understand its value and I don't get that, you know, I don't get that strewed from my thinking, but you know, that I think when you can get like this nonprofit, like when we didn't spend an ounce of energy on whether or not we should advertise on Facebook. It was just simply, we already know we should. Let's talk about some questions that we need to ask before we start doing that. So that was awesome.
Sure.
Another, I'm working on a campaign for one of our clients right now. And Facebook has two different options when you get into their ads platform. They have their very simple platform where you can go in, set up your ad within a couple clicks. You know, you set up your targeting and everything. And that's probably the most popular option. But there's a second option. There's a power editor where you can actually go in and get a little bit more granular with your ads. So this evening I went in and instead of running this ad campaign to start this morning and end on Friday, I actually was able to go in and set it up so that I could schedule the ads on an hourly basis. So I scheduled it where from 6 a.m. till 9 a.m. the ad runs, and then from 9 a.m. till 6 a.m. it stops running, because honestly, there's people on Facebook at those times, but they're going to be charging me for impressions during those times, and it's probably less than likely that anybody's actually going to convert on the ad. Now, again, that's just for this particular client. That doesn't mean you should do the same thing when you're setting up ads. The point being, there's a lot of really great granular options that you can use. I always use, and I think I did this in a past podcast, if I used this before, I apologize, but you know, if you're a Lexus dealer and you want to target just owners of Honda vehicles on Facebook, you could do that. it's really simple.
You know, like you did say that on a past podcast, but I think it's great that you're saying it again, because it's a great illustration of mm-hmm. the power of the reach in Facebook and how you can properly use it.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, it's, when you really dig into it and you learn a little bit more about it, you'll see there's some great options in there, targeting options for your business. And there's a lot of resources out there.
Well, and speaking of resources, and I'm going to ask you this, I already know the answer to this, because you've already turned me on to this guy's website before, but I'll ask you anyway, because we need to tell our audience about it. What's a good resource that you can direct our audience to? Do you have any good resources, Chris?
Yeah. I actually
no. Do. I only have crappy ones. No.
Yeah. I'm going to give one today because I feel like he just covers so much and does it so well. And that is Facebook. He really provides a lot of great insights about Facebook advertising. His name is John Loomer. His website is JonLoomer.com. Again, it's John Loomer, but it's without the H in the John. He also has a podcast. Hey, podcast, right? named Social Media Pubcast, and it's available on iTunes and Stitcher. And again, he has workshops, webinars. He has courses that you could take. Some really great stuff. I highly recommend John because he knows his stuff, and he's a really laid back guy. You'll see that or hear that when you listen to his podcast. A big shout out to John, somebody who's helped me learn more about the Facebook ads platform. But not only that, but he's really evangelized the importance of it. Maybe that's why, you know, my opinion is so strong because of listening to John. But that would be one that I would say to immediately go and check out.
Well, and I have to thank you for introducing me to johnloomer.com as well, because I go there. Now, granted, I'm an SEO geek, so I'm not keeping up with his stuff as much as you are, but I'm on johnloomer.com every Monday.
Oh, really?
I've made his website a part of my weekly preparation because, I mean, for one thing, I want to be able to discuss social media at least a little more intelligently with you when you and I are talking. But I got to tell you, the post that he did, it's his most recent, it's not his most recent post, it's his second most recent post from February 3rd. The headline of that post, to me, it sums up why I'm glad you introduced me to this guy. Because the headline is, "No, Facebook organic page reach is not dead."
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I like about that is, yes, Facebook is, they do have more paid options now. And to really get the most out of it, you do have to invest money in it. But whereas so many businesses that are doing social media, SEO or whatever, they overhype everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, you know, Facebook, you have to pay to play now. So everything else is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that this guy will come up and I like that he'll come out and say, hey, no, the organic page reach is not dead.
Mm-hmm.
Don't misunderstand me. Yes, to get the most out of it, you're going to have to invest some money in it, but it doesn't mean you have to forsake the organic stuff.
No, not at all. And that's something that I didn't really touch upon today, but you and I both have seen it with our own clients. I mean, with our own Facebook page for mine. I mean, if you are doing it right and you're putting some time and detail and attention into it, it's definitely not dead. It's nowhere near it was a couple years ago, sure.
Right.
But it's still a powerful tool. And, you know, I always go back to say, and I tell our clients and our prospects this all the time, don't forget that when you're on social media, that can be the first impression of your business. It very well can be. So take it serious. Like, you know, somebody could literally go to your Facebook page tomorrow and scroll down over the last couple months' posts and form an impression of your business based on those posts. And the worst thing you want is for, you know, for the last couple months for nothing to be there, because it makes you look like you're not putting any effort into it, and that can reflect negatively on your business. Again, maybe a better topic for another day, but I agree with you. His post about organic page reach, and back to what you said earlier, I mean, if anybody has a reason to make people scared of Facebook enough to spend money, it's him, because that's what he does, and he's not doing that. And that's great. I love that.
He's giving well-rounded information
about it
overall. Chris, as always, it is a pleasure having you on here. I'm already looking forward to when you'll be on here next month.
No problem. Thanks again. Great conversation. Hopefully our audience can glean some insights from it. And I'm looking forward to next month already too.
And thank you for tuning in to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design and our good friends over at Fresh Roasted Hosting. Thanks for listening on iTunes, Stitcher, and for following us on Pinterest. And make sure you send us your questions on Facebook and our Ask a Question page on the website, or you can email us info@minddnd.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next
week. From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?